Claire Rustad. She's one of CBC's Olympic soccer analysts. She's a former member of the Canadian women's team. Claire Rustad joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Claire, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us. I'm interested in particular because you know these women, and you certainly know Christine Sinclair. What went through your mind yesterday when that game was over and there was that picture of Christine kind of sitting on the turf, just kind of with that look she sometimes gets in her eyes?
Well, it certainly was a heartbreaking moment, I think, for everybody who was watching the match or anybody who kind of follows Canada soccer, let alone just the women's game. And I think that they were quite right in believing that they could get to the gold medal match. I think that most people, myself included, thought that they could based on their performance thus far in the tournament. Had been very solid and very consistent. And I would expect that it would be a very heartbreaking moment for them. And I think everybody felt that. And, I mean, they have a job to do now and go and win the bronze medal. And I think that will still have a huge amount of meaning. And they've proven in the past that they can, you know, kind of get over games like this and rebound and win a bronze medal as they did in 2012. So I would expect that they'll come out very hard against Brazil and be very determined to win that bronze medal, particularly for a lot of those senior players who may not be back for another Olympic Games.
You know, I thought at the games in London, in a lot of ways, that was almost like, and I think I even called it was almost like a golden bronze. I mean, the way it was won, the way it happened after that loss to the Americans. I mean, it really felt as if this was something right. You know, it felt like this was a reward for handling a very difficult set of circumstances, for sort of sticking to it, and, you know, all the stuff, all the good stuff we associate with athletics. Do you think John Herdman has a little bit of a motivational job to do in these next couple of days to make sure that the women see this as, you know, hey, this is still a reward. This isn't like, you know, well, God, now we got to play for the gold medal or for the bronze medal because we didn't win the gold medal. Does he have a little bit of psychological work to do with this team?
I'm not sure that he does. I think this team is very capable of getting into that mindset on their own. They proved that in 2012, and that really was kind of a sense of vindication, not just for them, but for anybody who follows the team or anybody who had become a fan of the team during that tournament. It really did feel like it was appropriate for them to win that bronze medal. They may not have necessarily dominated that game against the French. I think most people think that that France kind of took that game to the Canadians, but it really did feel right at the end of it when they did win that bronze medal. And I mean, they're in tough against playing Brazil at home. That's going to be a mental challenge in its own, because you know the crowd will not be on your side. But this team is very capable of creating an environment where, you know, you have a short period of time to get over a very heartbreaking loss and get into the mindset of beating a team on their, you know, beating Brazil on their own home field. And I think they're capable of doing that all on their own. I mean, Herdman's obviously been very vocal about how he really does focus on team chemistry, and he will be very important in helping them do so. But I don't think they'll need much help to get to the point where they're able to take Brazil on.
You know, one of the things I took away from this tournament was, and I know it's not over yet, but I think one of the takeaways Canadian soccer fans and people who followed this program in general probably have, Claire, is, you know, we've seen the continued emergence of Jessie Fleming, of Kadisha Buchanan, who, you know, I mean, that's part of Kadisha Buchanan's game. That I think she has to play that way to be effective. And sometimes, you know, you are going to collect cards. Sometimes you are going to collect penalties. But what was kind of telling to me, Claire, was the fact that, you know, Alicia Chapman wasn't there. And her absence was really, I thought, notable. And I think that tells me something about the fact that this is not a one-person team anymore. You know, in the past, Claire, somebody was out, there was always, well, you know, Christine will take care of it or somebody else will step in. But now we've got other players, and when they're not there, you're going, hey, you know, that does make a difference. And to me, that just kind of gets to the fact that the talent level in this team is continuing to increase. And most importantly, Claire, that there are some players coming up who I don't know if anybody's going to be Christine Sinclair, but 4 years down the road, this is still going to be a very competitive team, even if Christine Sinclair isn't there.
I completely agree. One of the questions that drives me crazy is when people ask me, oh, who's the next Christine Sinclair? I'm like, that's the wrong question to be asking for so many reasons. First of all, Christine Sinclair, as one of the best strikers probably ever in the women's game, kind of stands in a category of her own. But we shouldn't be looking for the next Christine Sinclair. We should be looking all over the pitch because, like you said, it's not a one-person game. And if we're just looking for that one person to solidify medals and solidify places in World Cups and to make this team successful, then that's the wrong approach. And I think that what's so encouraging about this team right now is how the youth have just slid right in and made this team so much better. I mean, this is a completely different team from 2012 when they won the bronze medal. But it's also a completely different team from the 2015 World Cup team that we saw last summer. And they've completely improved on all fronts as a result of bringing in a lot of these young players. So the future is very bright for this team. And, you know, fortunately, it's very bright all the way through, too. I mean, we have defenders who stepped in. Ashley Lawrence has been a huge, huge improvement to the fullback position. It's one of the, I keep saying I can't say enough good things about putting Ashley Lawrence at left fullback. It's one of the best decisions Herdman's ever made because she's been fantastic in that spot. And Jessie Fleming was one of the best players in the field for Canada last night. And she really has kind of taken control of that midfield three, which has been a very crucial role and one I think that's been lacking for many years. So they, and you know, and then you have Jeanine Becky up front, who's been kind of one of the more consistent goal scoring threats for them. And they have Deanne Rose and Nichelle Prince on the bench, who've been dangerous every time they come in. I mean, I can go on and on about the players that they've brought in, but the future does look very bright because these players are all in their early 20s or teens in some cases. So I don't think this loss is, I mean, it's a very heartbreaking loss, but it's not one that's indicative of a downslide in the program or anything like that.
Right.
I think the program's going to continue to improve. And with it, so is women's soccer. I mean, it won the bronze medal in 2012, and everyone's thinking, oh, are they going to do it again? Are they going to do it again? And prior to the tournament, you look at the pool that they were sitting in with Germany and Australia, and you think, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I honestly didn't know if they were going to be able to get through that pool successfully. And they were able to, and they played very consistently and very well. And I think a large part of that should be credited to the younger players who stepped in the team.
Claire, the other thing, too, I think is for the women's game, and no disrespect to the Americans, but the fact that somebody else is going to win the gold medal, you know, to me, that says a lot about the game as well. It's always good when, you know, there's a competition. It's always good when somebody else has a shot to win the medal. I mean, I don't think anybody wants to see women's soccer go the way of women's hockey, where it's essentially Canada versus the U.S., and the whole question is who wins 3-2. In any particular tournament. It's good to have other countries. I mean, it'd be great if it was Canada, but at the same time, for the sport, I think it's tremendous that you've got Sweden and Germany playing for a gold medal.
Oh, it's fantastic. And women's soccer used to be like that. It used to be, you know, the U.S. and Germany and maybe Norway kind of in the top three, and then there was a big drop-off after that. And it's no longer like that. I mean, Canada's ranked 10th in the world, and I think you could go even as deep as 12 or 13 to create a competitive game with any of the top three or four teams who are according to the rankings. But I think it's a fantastic thing for the sport, and that's also why, I mean, it was really difficult to predict prior to the tournament, like, well, can Canada actually repeat that medal or not? Because Australia has come just miles in the last in the last 8 to 10 years in terms of their program and how much they've improved. And I even think they actually underperformed in this tournament. But they've come a really long way. And then you look back to the World Cup, and France got beaten in the World Cup by Colombia. So there's so many games like that where it really does show that the gap is narrowing and that it's no longer just the top two or three teams. And it makes the tournament so much more exciting, and it makes it so that you can actually expand. The Women's World Cup had more teams in 2015 than it had before. So it makes it so you can expand the tournament a little bit more. And hopefully we can do that for the Olympic Games and turn it into a 16-team tournament. The depth of the game is just so much better. There's so many more countries that are investing in it, in the game, and investing in the development of their players.